Hello, hello.
Turn my volume up. Oh, wait, no, I'm up. Hello.
I thought this through. This is Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
Cool sweatshirt, by the way.
Thank you. Rocking the Suspiria hoodie from none other than the Somerville Theater showing.
I was going to say, nice hoodie, and then you're like, thanks. I was going to be like... Yeah, it's a really cool, like, Obey hoodie. I haven't seen that since 2010.
Quicksilver. That's really cool.
But that would have been a great joke.
It would have been indeed. Come with that energy. Whoa. Come with that energy next time.
I will. I came with it this time.
You did. You were very winded, actually, when you got here, because you ran.
I did run to get here.
I guess I should say that was Janine, I think, by Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Cool. Oh, Lonnie Smith. I've listened to Lonnie Smith.
I forgot this was the song that MF Doom samples, or Mad Lib samples.
Uh-huh.
But that's a good reveal about...
What song?
This... Oh, I don't remember the name of it. It's off Mad Villainy, yeah. But... Yeah.
Big fan.
Hey, what can I say? I'm not a poser. Okay.
Do you have something lined up for next? We don't have a plan this episode.
We don't. I had two songs of that nature... planned back to back in case you were running extra late.
Go for it.
Okay. This is Donna Lee by Corey Henry. Or, well, his version of it.
What's up, Rockwood? I want y'all to meet the band, Matt Townsley on drums. Brad Williams on guitar. My little brother Carlin White is going to play some drums. And I'm yours truly, Corey Henry. Thank you.
Cops descended
All right. I have to actually look at the computer on the other side because the title is cut off because it's so long. That was John Carpenter's Escape from New York by Alien Book Club.
John Carpenter?
Yep.
Who is that?
I can't say that I'm familiar.
Okay.
It does look regular, though.
John Carpenter.
The name of every carpenter. John Carpenter.
I thought at first, like, is that someone from the Bible? But no.
That's just John.
That's just John. And also, Jesus was a carpenter.
No way that's actually what just happened in your brain.
What can I say?
What can you say?
That the next song is Uku by Dengue Fever.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh,
Speaking of that, never mind. I was going to keep talking. We were talking about water bottles. And I
yeah,
was
we were waxing water.
The conversation. Waxing
canteen.
Waxing.
You ever had a clean canteen?
A clean canteen. That was a big thing. That, like, in like 2010 or something.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of like dominated elementary voters. School. Yeah. What'd you say?
It's like a big thing at like our co-op. Like all the libs in Middlebury.
So Middlebury.
It's like, you carry your clean canteen.
Yeah. That name used to kind of make me laugh. I don't know why. It's just
it's with two K's, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's not, but I think it is.
You remember how I lost my Yeti sophomore year?
Not particularly.
I had a really nice Yeti. I was moving into my dorm first day of like sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
It fell out of one of the boxes that I was moving in. Oh, we have a caller. We'll take that in a bit.
Yeah.
We're on air right now.
Yeah.
It fell out. I lost, or no. What did happen?
I don't remember.
I had lost the top to it, okay?
Okay.
And then it fell out while I was moving stuff in, and I left it at the, like, in the bike room.
Okay.
Never went back to it.
You just forgot about it?
I thought that I had brought it up.
Did anyone
but
take
then,
it?
But then, months later, I saw that you could just buy a top. Or no, I bought like, just the top on Amazon. I was like, uh-huh. Sick. This is what I've been looking for the whole time. I have my bottle. Now I have a new top.
Turns out you don't have the bottle.
I don't have the bottle. Wait, so now I just have a top.
I don't think I ever knew about that.
Yeah, so for the past 2 years, I've either had just a bottle or just a top.
Really great. It's a really even trade, if you think about it.
And I'm like, I can't buy another bottle, because bottles only come with a top.
Right.
So at this point, I'd just be buying a new Yeti.
No way they sell just the body. No top.
There's like, no way.
Yeah. I mean, they do sell just the top. You could lose the bottom part.
I've been hoping that, like,
that's what you hold on to.
Sometime.
Yeah.
The what?
I mean, you hold on to the handle. I feel like you're more likely to lose the part without a handle.
They'd be admitting that their screw technology is pretty bad, though.
And I will say the liner of my Hydro Flask just fell out of the.
The what?
Like, I don't know. There's like a little rubber. This is really not important at all.
This is really inside baseball.
Stop bringing it up, man.
Caller, we'll take your call in the break. Like, we'll just play a song first.
Okay, so that was I'm Sleeping In by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yes.
Erd.
Shout out Michael Huber for showing me that song. He's not listening. We didn't promote this.
No. Okay. Shall we?
Yep.
Up next is Earth Creature by Salami Rose Joe Lewis.
Sick name.
Okay, let me get this straight. So if the octagonal room is the brain of the Earth Creature, does that imply that human existence, are we just the thoughts of the Earth Creature?
There are times that you feel a little weird. Don't lose your hope, my dear. There are times that you feel a little weird. Don't lose your hope, my dear.
That was Coyotus Coyote.
That name sounds familiar.
It sounds like Coyotus Coyote. However,
oh!
Yeah. How did we find this?
It was on my release radar, and I was like, that's a funny name. And yeah. It's also funny that it doesn't feature Coyotus Coyote or seemingly cover any of their songs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we wouldn't know. But, or is this a part of a larger album?
Nope, it's a single.
Yeah, so... All right. Hey, you want to do a change of pace here?
Sure.
Second segment installment.
Oh my god, right now?
I think we should.
No way. Whoever's calling, stop calling, because this is really distracting me.
Yeah.
I'm about to do a segment. You can call after the segment.
Listen up. Callers, you can play along, but then don't tell us how you did. How about?
Yeah, add some rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Don't tell us how you did.
Speaking of having some rhythm to it, I didn't come up with a title. This is basically, I'll just explain it instead of trying to come up with something on the fly. There's three lyrical excerpts on my screen.
Okay.
Two of which are written by the legendary Paul Simon.
Oh, wow.
And one of which is written by me.
Wow. Okay, you picked a good writer for this. That's ambitious.
Hey, if I can even slightly fool you,
I feel like
I'm stuff
won't
of legend myself.
I feel like you definitely could have.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right.
I could say oh, 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 and everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about.
I mean,
about.
I know what song this is from.
Talking about diamonds. People say I'm crazy. All right. So that's option one.
So I know the song. So okay. That's Paul Simon.
Number two.
It's Sound of Silence.
Well, it sure is... While it sure is easier to turn the other cheek, my present disposition says don't worry. A man who never has to wrestle with an angel is quite the type to never hurry. A while down the road to my old truck, town is where I used to go to duck for cover.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
I stumbled over the word trick.
Yeah. It's hard for me to see if that's like Paul Simon or like someone trying too hard to be like lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that you're trying too hard. This
what?
Is great.
Okay.
I realized that kind of sounded like an insult.
Yeah, what's up?
Not what I was going for.
We can talk off air.
I think...
There's another one.
There's another one. Right, I don't need to guess yet.
You don't need to guess yet.
Okay.
But you can if you want to.
No.
Because it's, like, too confusing?
I mean, at this point, it's, like, Monty Hall problem, because I know the first one was Paul Simon.
What's Monty...
So
I don't...
Two-thirds.
Wait, sidebar. What is Monty Hall problem? I don't know Monty Hall problem.
You don't know Monty Hall problem?
No.
Ooh, should we make this a long sidebar? Because I can explain it. It's quite interesting.
Do you want to talk off-air about it, maybe? Unless other people... No, we can't gauge interest.
Okay, I'll tell it fast.
Yeah.
Do you know the show Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah.
Okay. You have three doors, right?
Yeah.
You go... You say, oh, pick a door. Let's say the person picks number two.
Yeah.
Then Monty Hall says, well, then let's see what's behind number one.
Right.
They unveil number one. It's trash.
Yes. Monty Hall's the host?
Yeah. And okay. Only one of them is good. Two of them are trash.
Yes.
He shows the first one, trash. What should the contestant do? They pick number two. They now know that number one is trash. Oh, and Monty Hall says, do you want to switch or stay with yours?
Switch.
Correct. Do you know why?
Because your first guess would have been 33% chance of being right.
Nice.
And six, yeah.
Yeah. And so you have a 2/3 chance of getting it if you switch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun little math.
I like that.
Math thing.
I definitely heard of that before, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, so.
So now, but I didn't pick one anyways.
Yeah. That's true. It's kind of
it
irrelevant.
It doesn't really apply, but.
Just the rule
of
three.
You love the Monty Hall problem.
Yeah.
If anyone's confused by that.
The boy's got a voice, but the voice is his natural disguise. Yes, the boy's got a voice, but his words don't connect to his eyes. He says, ah, but when I sing, I can hear the truth auditioning. Did some of those get deleted? Nope. The boy's got a voice, but the voice is his natural.
Oh. That's all of it? Okay.
It's all I wrote down on my notes.
Ooh. Can I get the first two lines of the second and third one again?
Second one. Well, it sure is easier to turn the other cheek. My present disposition says don't worry.
I really like that lyric, first of all. I think that would be... I think, and I could see it going to kind of a, you know, poppy little twee
mm-hmm.
Paul Simon song.
Second one.
My present disposition. Like, you can hear him singing it.
Hey. You can say it's a good segment, man. The boy's got a voice, but the voice is his natural disguise.
I don't like that at all.
So now it really comes down to what you attribute to like and not like between me and Paul Simon.
Ugh. I liked the rest of the third one more than I liked those first two lines, but those first two lines really threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
We
should say these are not just the beginning of the song, so I did find context that was absurd.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with number two is the Paul Simons. Wait, two of them were Paul Simon, one of them you wrote?
Yeah.
I think you wrote the third one.
Really? Hey.
You wrote the second one.
That third one was from O Marion.
Wow.
It's actually a great song. I listened to it for the first time today. Yeah.
We can play it.
We might as well. The first one, of course, Diamonds on the Shoes, Soles of Her Shoes. And the third one was mine. Second one was mine.
I really liked it.
Thanks. I wrote it, man.
Did you write it to a, like, rhythm? Did you have, like, a
I had a bit of a rhythm
in
going in my head, yeah. A little bit of
intimate. Were you trying to channel Paul Simon, or was it just, like, a song?
No, I was.
Write?
I was channeling Paul, actually.
You did really well. Those first two lines, give them to me one more time.
Well, it sure is easier to turn the other cheek.
Why are you doing it in, like, a tom so long?
My present disposition says don't worry.
Yeah, that's so nice. I love it.
Well, hey, I didn't mean to turn this into a compliment fest, but keep them coming. Really third line, a man who never has to wrestle with an angel.
Shit. Yeah, it's bad from there on out. Okay. It's really, really bad.
What about the truck or the trick part? Or
I forgot about the truck part. What was the there was a repeated
a while down the road to my old trick town is where I used to go to duck for cover.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending. Old trick town is kind of funny,
right? I did say truck
truck town.
Yeah, old truck, and then I pause, and then town. Well, hey, that was a lot more fun than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous. I did this at 8.
You fooled me.
Okay,
I did it.
I'm proud of myself for that.
I'm also surprised that you chose a song that I've definitely, like, played on air.
Have you really?
One. Definitely.
Okay.
I listen to that song all the time.
I didn't recognize it from... Because I didn't listen to these. I just scrolled through lyrics. Okay, well...
Oh, can we listen to that, actually?
Yeah, should we do
at
both?
At some point? Yeah.
Let's do it right now.
Paul Simon segment now. Part 2, where we actually listen to the Paul Simon songs. Here
all
we
right.
go.
This one is Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
makes the sign of a teaspoon, he makes the sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Got brains, you just don't use them, that's all. The boy's got brains, you just refuse to use them, and that's all. He says, the more I get to thinking, the less I tend to laugh. The boy's got brains, he just abstains. Got a heart, but it beats on his opposite side. It's a strange phenomenon the laws of nature defined. He said it's a chance I had to take, so I shifted my heart for its safety's sake. Boy's got a heart, but it beats on his opposite. Oh, Marion, I think I'm in trouble here. I should have believed you when I heard you sing it. The only time that love is an easy game is when two other people. Got a voice, but the voice is his natural disguise. Yes, the boy's got a voice, but his words don't connect to his eyes. He says, ah, when I sing, I can hear the truth auditioning. The boy's got a voice, but the voice is his natural.
That was O'Marion by Paul Simon. During that break, well, break for us, music for you guys, we got a call from a very beloved listener of Oz and Ends.
Sean McElvain. Sean McElvain.
Calling in from Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
He picked a song. He recommended us a song to play.
First of all, he's in the shower, apparently.
He's taking an everything shower.
His words.
Which I just looked up. Do you want to know what an everything shower is?
I do.
Because Sean did not explain.
So it's a real thing.
I asked, and then he said, I have to go. So, okay, pre-shower. First, cleanse. You do, like, massage oils and stuff. Hair mask. Dry brush. Set the mood. Now you're in the shower. Step 1, body scrub. Step 2, shampoo. Step 3, conditioner. Step 4, second cleanse.
Huh.
And that means that you clean your face again. Okay. Because you did it before the shower, too. And then you do a face mask. And then you shave. Are you taking a call right now?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Who is this?
Oh. You can, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you guys can totally.
All right, so
that's an everything shower.
That's very interesting.
That's enough.
I thought it was going to be Sean calling back.
Yeah,
to
explain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
I know what time it is though.
Oh my god, I didn't pick one. Should I swap to?
What's open?
One?
What's open?
Okay. Yeah, we'll just do this one. It's short, and I feel like it's not going to be funny.
All right.
There's no magic.
Okay.
To improving your credit. But there is help. And it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by Consumers Bank. Never mind, it's great. Brought to you by Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
No context. There's no... Well, I guess, okay, it improves your credit. That's it.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Civil Rights Education Fund? What's that about?
It's really interesting. Well, to learn more, is there anything? Was there anything to learn more?
Creditfairy.org.
.org.
Yeah.
Terrible name, we should say.
Credit Fairy?
Yeah.
Bad?
It's like the... I just associate it with, like, Carfax. Carfax.
How so?
I don't know.
It's in the same, like, genre of website?
It just got
sounding.
Grouped there, yeah.
Interesting.
You ever see those ads? For the Carfax at Carfax?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen ads for Credit Fairy?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying why this is coming to mind.
Got you.
This is maybe a record for the latest we've ever done a PSA.
Yeah. Almost caught us slipping, but nuh-uh, we did a PSA.
And Silas did a really aggressive finger wag when he said nuh-uh. Okay, so up next is going to be The Stranger, and then something else.
Why can't someone else? You should.
That was The Stranger by Billy Joel. We're actually, I lied to you. This is not more music yet. This has been Odds and Ends.
Oh, yes. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Radio. Yeah, this
Thanks
is...
for spending this hour with us.
Please.
Thank you for spending this
please
hour
Please and thank
me.
You for spending this hour with us, actually.
And please and thank you. Tune in next time.
Well, next time is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, we won't be here.
We won't be here next week.
Oh, it's like literally Thanksgiving.
Literally Thanksgiving.
So no one's going to take it.
You'll be asleep, hopefully, after that big meal you had.
Facts.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what that was. But
getting ready for Black Friday.
Are you?
I'll be sleeping out in the Best Buy parking lot Thursday night. Because I got to get in and get these deals.
I really wanted you to say Friday night. You just miss it. Cool. Hey, you know what's fitting?
What?
It's about time that we skip town.
Yeah, it is what? It's 10:56. It's probably the time for us to get away.
Yeah, I think it would be. Buy a LCD sound system.
Sounds good.
Good night.
Sounds of silver.
It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. You brought a lot of money. But me, I'm catching tiny tummy. Sleep. I try and try, but you undermine me. And I start to be sensible, if you know what I mean. And so it's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. I'm dying to get away. I'm dying to get away. Next.